Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Yud. We're holding on Daf Tes Amid Beis at the second to last Mishnah on the page on the bottom of Daf Tes Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So we're continuing in the Mishnayos of Ein Bein, and we have the last couple to go over here. So we have the difference between a Bama Gedola and a Bama Katana. We're going to have to describe what those things are. And we're also going to describe the difference between Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis Olamim in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to tell us whether there's a Heter Bamos Bizman Hazeh, and then we're going to discuss when they built the Vayis Sheni, that they made the Machlokas, whether they made Kla'im, whether they made curtains, and if they did make curtains, what the purpose of those curtains were. And then the Gemara is going to bring a raya whether you're able to be medayik, whether kedusha rishona kitchalas lavo from the fact that they were maktish ayaros, they were maktish cities when they came up from Bavel after Galus Bavel, when Ezra led them back up into Eretz Yisrael. And then on Amud Beis we're going to begin a lot of agadata, like 5-6 straight dapim of agadata relating to the Megillah. But first it starts with telling us that the very first word in the Megillah, very first words in the Megillah are Vayihi, Vayihi Bimei, or whether that's a Lashon of Tsa'ar, because we're going to have like 8 different examples where you have a Lashon of Vayihi, and many of them seem to be a Lashon of Tsa'ar, but then you have other examples where Vayihi is not a Lashon of Tsa'ar. Along the way, the Gemara is going to tell us about the great Tznius of Tamar, and that's why she was Zocha to have Nevi'im and Malachim descend from her. The Gemara is going to tell us about the great miracle of the Aron and the fact that it didn't take up space in the Beis HaMikdash, and then we're going to begin the Psichos to the Megillah, meaning there are 17 different Amoraim that would open up their drushas on the Megillah with different teachings from all over Tanakh. So we're going to have the first several of those, not all of them, there are 17 of them, we're going to have the first several of those in today's daf, and that's going to continue in tomorrow's daf. And among those teachings is going to be about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Sameach Bima Palasan Shal Rishayim, how Hashem doesn't take joy in the downfall of the wicked. So let's begin again. Daf Tes Amud Beis. We are at the second to last mishnah on the page on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So the mishnah is going to discuss the difference between a bama gadol and a bama katana. But a little background is necessary. A mizbeach that is not in either the mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash is called a bama. Someone who's makriv karbanos bizman that there was a mishkan or bizman that there was a mikdash, but they were makriv on a bama instead of in the mishkan or the mikdash, is chayiv kares. It is an isur kares to be makriv on a bama. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and they went to Gilgal and they brought the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar into Gilgal, bamos were mutter because the Aron was not there, b'kviyus, together with the Mizbeach, because they would still take the Aron out for their wars. And the only time there's an isur bamos is when the Aron and the Mizbeach were kavua together. After the 14 years of Kibush v'chiluk, after Yerushas Haaretz, they brought the Mishkan to Shiloh, and over there the Aron and the Mizbeach were kavua together. Then bamos became aser. When the Aron was captured by the Plishtim and Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, bamos became mutter again. And then they brought the Mizbeach Nechoshes that Moshe Rabbeinu made to Nov, and then they brought it to Givon, but the Aron was not in Nov and Givon. When the Plishtim returned the Aron, they brought it to Kiryas Ya'arim, and then David HaMelech brought it to Yerushalayim. So the Mizbeach HaNechoshes that was in Gilgal and Nov and Givon is called a Bama Gedola. In Meseches Vachman, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, it's also called a Bama Tzibur, because there would be Makriv Karbanos Tzibur on it. All other Bamos that were in every other place that they would bring Makriv Karbanos is called a Bama Katana. In Zvachim they call that a Bamas Yachid, because each Yachid would be able to bring Karbanos on such a place. So when we talk about Bama Gedola, we talk about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes Moshe Rabbeinu made during the time of Nov and Givon, whereas when we talk about a Bama Katana, we're talking about someone's backyard where they brought Karbanos on a Bama, Bamas Yachid. So says the Mishnah, Ein Bein Bama Gedola the Bama Katana, El Psachim. The only difference in terms of what you're allowed to bring on a Bama Gedola versus what you're allowed to bring on a Bama Katana is the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach cannot be brought in your backyard. That's got to be brought on a Bama Gedola. Obviously, the whole discussion is only when there's a Zman of Heter Bamos. You're not allowed to bring anything on a Bama Katana at the Zman of Iser Bamos. Zaklal. Anything that could be brought as a neder, a nedava, an olas nedava, a shalme nedava, could be brought on a bama katana. But that which is a chiyuv to bring, and is not something that can be brought as a neder and a nedava, cannot be brought on a bama katana, can only be brought on a bama gedola. So says Mar Psachim Vesulo, you mean to tell me that the only difference, the only thing you're allowed to do on a bama gedola and not on a bama katana, is Karban Pesach? There's no other difference? The Sefer of the Mishnah goes on to say that a bama katana, you're not allowed to bring any Karban Chova, whereas a bama gedola, you're allowed to bring Karbanos Sibur that are Karban Chova, whether they're Kavu Alem Zman, like a Karban Tamid or a Karban Musaf, or whether they're not Kavu Alem Zman, like Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur or Siri Avod Zara. So apparently it's not only about Pesachim, there are lots and lots of Karban Tzibur that you're allowed to bring on a Bama Gedola, you're not allowed to bring on a Bama Ketana. So it says, Mara Ema Ke'en Pesachim. What you have to say is what the Mishnah means, that the difference between Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana is those Karban Tzibur that are Kavu Alem Zman, that are, and in that sense, are similar to a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is Kavu Alem Zman. You can only bring it on Erev Pesach. So it means, like Karban Tamid, which you have to bring twice a day, every day, so it's Kavu Alem Zman. Karban Musaf, which you bring on special days of the year, that's Kavu Alem Zman. Those are Karbanos that you can bring on a Bama Gedola, but not a Bama Ketana. What about all other Karbanos Tzibur that are not Kavu Alem Zman? So that, you're not even allowed to bring on a Bama Gedola. And the Gemara is going to explain that immediately. Money, who is the author of our Mishnah? Well, who does our Mishnah hold like when it says that the only benefit of a Bama Gedola over a Bama Ketana are those Karbanos Tzibur that have a Zman Kavua? Rabbi Shimoni, that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon who holds against the Rabbanan. Titania, because the Brisa tells us Rabbi Shimon Omer Aft Zibur Lo Ekrivu El Psachim Chavashuk Vulem Zman Avul Chavashuk Vulem Zman Hachavach Lo Karav. Rabbi Shimon holds that even on a Bama Gedola, you're only allowed to bring those Karbanos Zibur that are Kavu Lem Zman. If they don't have Zman Kavua, you're not allowed to bring them on a Bama Gedola. You're not allowed to bring them on even on a Bama Gedola. But our Mishnah must assume like the Rabbanan, because they say in the Bryce over there that any tzibur that's that whatever carbon a tzibur is allowed to be makrabol moed shav midbar, they could also be makrabol moed shav gilgal, including parhelam davar, meaning even those carbonal tzibur that are not kavu alem zman. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. So says the Mishnah, the next Mishnah now. So the Ein Bein Shilo Lirushalayim. Now in the 14 years that Bnei Yisrael were involved in Kibush V'chiluk of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Then it went to Shiloh, and they built a more permanent structure, and they spread curtains over it of the Mishkan, and that tkufa was 369 years, where the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and while the Mishkan was in Shiloh, it was a Zman Isser Bamos, until Eli HaKohen died, and Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, and then they built the Mishkan in Nov. And during that period, where the Mishkan was in Nov, Bamos became Mutter. That Mishkan stood for 13 years until Shmuel HaNavi died. After that was destroyed, they built a Mishkan in Givon and stayed for 44 years in Givon until Shlomo HaMelech ultimately built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is called the Beis Olamim. And then once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, Bamos became Aser. So in Bein Shiloh LiYerushalayim, as far as the Kedusha of the Mishkan while it was in Shiloh for those 369 years versus the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the only difference is that in Shiloh, while Shiloh was functioning, they were allowed to eat kachim kalim and maaser sheni in any place where you could see Shiloh from there. That's considered a place that's holy enough to eat kachim kalim and maaser sheni. It would be Yerushalayim lefnim menachoma. When it comes to Yerushalayim, once the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim, throughout anywhere within the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat kachim kalim and Meister Sheni. What does it mean, Kala Roa of Shiloh? So Rashi sounds like it means wherever you could see the city of Shiloh from. That as long as you're able to see the city, even if you're not able to see the Mishkan, that's Kala Roa. Whereas Rabbeinu Chananel says, V'cheino ya'omed besada umabit misham Mishkan Shiloh. That only if you were able to spot the Mishkan Shiloh from there, only then were you able to eat Kachim Kalim and Meister Sheni. V'kan, both in Shiloh and Yerushalayim, Kachim Nechalim mufrim min haklayim. You're only allowed to eat kachikachim within the klayim, within the curtains. In Shiloh, you're allowed to eat it only within the klayim of the chatzar ha-mishkan, and the Beis HaMikdash only within the azara, because the kedusha of the azara is the equivalent of the kedusha of the chatzar ha-mishkan. So then the Mishnah says another difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim is kedusha Shiloh yesh achareha heter, or kedusha Yerushalayim ein achareha heter. After Shiloh was destroyed and bamos became mutter again, and you're allowed to be makriv in a bama in your backyard after Shiloh was destroyed. After Yerushalayim was, meaning during Novigivon, in between, in that period in between Mishkan Shiloh and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're not allowed to bring Karbanos in your backyard anymore. There is no Heter Bamos after the Chorban HaBayis. So says the Gemara, well, the first 2 points of introduction to understand this Gemara, after Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol, passed away, his son Chonyo built a Bama in Mitzrayim and brought Karbanos on that Bama, but there is a Machlokas Tanayim, whether that was a Bama L'Shem Shemayim or was a Bama L'Shem Avodah Zarah. This is a Sugya in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos in Daf Kuf Tes on Beis tells us that according to Rabbi Meir, what happened was Shimon HaTzadik was the father of two sons, Shimi and Chonyo, and he said before he died that Chonyo should be his Memali Makom, should become the Kohen Gadol after he dies. Shimi, who was older than Chonyo and was Gadol B'Chachma also, was jealous. Why was Chonyo chosen? So he started saying terrible things about his brother until Chonyo had to run away to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and over there he built the Mizbeach and he started bringing Karbanos L'Shem Avodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Meir's approach of what happened. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lo kacha yemaisa, that's not what happened. The maisa was the opposite, that Chonyo didn't want to be Mekabel the Kuhuna, and he gave it up to his brother Shimi, and then he felt bad that he gave it up, so he started getting jealous of Shimi, and he started saying terrible things about Shimi. And when the Kohanim found out that Chonyo was saying these terrible things, they wanted to kill him, so he had to run away to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and over there he built a Mizbeach, and he was Makruv Karbanos L'Shem Shemayim. So Reb Meir holds that the Beis Chonyo in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim was a Bama L'Avodah Zarah, whereas Reb Yehuda holds the Beis Chonyo in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim was a Bama L'Shem Shemayim. He was bringing Karbanos L'Shem Shemayim. So that's point number one, that there is such a Machlokas about the Beis Chonyo. The second point is that whenever the Aron was right near the Mizbeach, like in Shiloh and in the Beis HaMikdash, Bamos were Aser. In those periods of time where the Aron was not near the Mizbeach, like in Novigivon, Bamos were Mutter. So what about the Tkufa after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Did Bamos become Mutter again, or do we assume that Kedushas Mizbeach is Kitchel L'Shaita, Kitchel L'Asalavo, and therefore Bamos remained B'Isuram, because the Kedushas Mizbeach remained even though when there was no more Mizbeach? So Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati Shemakrivin Bebeis Chonyo B'Zman Hazeh. He says, I heard that you're allowed to be Makriv Karbanos on the Bama that Chonyo built in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, even B'Zman Hazeh. Why do you hold that way? Must be you're assuming two things. Number one, Kasar Beis Chonyo La Beis Avodah Zarah. First of all, you must be assuming it's not a Beis Avodah Zarah. If it was a Beis Avodah Zarah, you'd have to destroy it, let alone bring Karbanos on it. And second of all, V'Kasar Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita V'Lo Kitchel Aslavo. You must hold that there's no longer Kedushas Mizbeach in Yerushalayim, and that therefore opens the possibility of a Heter Bamos, so you're allowed to bring Karbanos in other places, now that there is a Chorban. So you see that when we say Zman Heter Bamos, Rosh Yosef points out that it doesn't only mean in Eretz Yisrael, because this was Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. So if we say that Bamos become Mutter, it means they mamish become Mutter everywhere, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, even in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. So says the Gemara, why is it that, how do I know that Kedusha Rishon is not Kitchel Aslavo? The Chsiv, because when it talks about the Yisr Bamos, the Torah tells us, Lo Sasim Kechol Asher Anachno Osim Po Hayom Yishkal Yashar Beinav. Pasuk says, Ki Lo Vasim Adato El HaMenucha V'El HaNachla. So the Gemara darshins, Menucha Zo Shilo, Menucha is Mishkan Shilo, Nachla is Yerushalayim. So Makish, Nachla L'Menucha, we compare Mishkan Shilo to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Ma Menucha Yesh Acharei Heter, just like Mishkan Shilo, after it was destroyed, there was a Heter Bamos. Saaf Nachla, so to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, Yesh Achara Heter. After it was destroyed, there is a Heter Bamos. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak calls it. Even Bizman Hazeh, there's no Isser to be Makrav on Bamos, and even on the Bamos, Beis Chonyo, you're allowed to be Makrav Karbanos. That was Rabbi Yitzchak's statement. So Amalei, the Chum said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Amrit, you said such a thing, that you're allowed to be Makrav on Beis Chonyo, Bizman Hazeh? So Amalei, no, I never said such a thing. Amarava, Rav said, oh, kid, Amarav, come here.
Aminehu. Of course you said it. I heard it from you. So my time of Kadrabe. Obviously you're changing your mind. The question is, why are you changing your mind? Mishum Kasha Drav Mari. It must be you're changing your mind because you're bothered by the Kasha that Rav Mari asks on you. The most of Rav Mari. Rav Mari says, well, wait a second. Is Kedusha of Yerushalayim Batla? Kedusha, our Mishnah says, Kedusha Shilo Yeshach Re'ahater. Kedusha Yerushalayim Ein Acharei Heter. Our Mishnah said explicitly that after Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, then there's a Heter Bamos, but after Churban Beis HaMikdash, there is no Heter Bamos. So it's explicit in our Mishnah that after once Yerushalayim is Niskadesh, there's no Heter Bamos after that. Va'onin, furthermore, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah in Zvachim, Mishabal Yerushalayim Nesra Bamos, that when they came to Yerushalayim, that's it, Bamos became Aser, V'lo Hayolahem Od Heter, and they never became Mutter again. V'hi Aysa L'Nachla, and Yerushalayim was the Nachla, that's where we fulfill the Pasuk, L'Menucha V'la Nachla. So you see that even though Bamos became Mutter after Churban Mishkan Shiloh, it never became Mutter after Churban Yerushalayim. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak initially stated, you're allowed to bring Karbanos on Bamos Chonyo in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim Bizman Hazeh. That works with two assumptions. It works with the assumption that that was not a place of Avodah Zarah. Okay, we can put that assumption aside. And it works with the assumption that the Kedusha Rishon of Yerushalayim is not Kitchela Asalavel. So since the Kedusha is no longer Yerushalayim, now you have a Heter Bamos, just like there's a Heter Bamos after the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh. But then Rabbi Yitzchak changed his mind because we have Beferish Mishnayis, one of which is our Mishnah that says Ein Acharei Heter, that after Yerushalayim is destroyed, there is no Heter Bamos. Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel, my time of Adrim, Shem Kushi Dramari, Hikshar Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, Umidchile. Meaning, the kasha that we asked Rabbi Yitzchak was not from like some esoteric source. It's a Mishnah. How did he not know our Mishnah? V'alo in shkurus b'vikol, the Mishnayis were fluent. All the Amoraim were fluent in the Mishnayis. V'od kasha, kivin d'tanayi, amai hadabay, le'man adar damri kamandi amalon kitcha. And if the whole issue is about whether kitcha lost love or not kitcha lost love, and that's machlokas tanayim, why does Rabbi Yitzchak have to change his mind? Because there is a shita that kitcha lost the lavo. Let him say, I hold like the other shita, the low kitchel as the lavo, and therefore I maintain my ground. Why do you have to change his mind? No, everyone agrees that once they came to Yerushalayim, Bamos became Aser, it never became Mutter again. Now, the machlokas is, what about on the spot of the Mizbeach? Are you allowed to bring karbanos there? Anywhere else, of course not. What about on the spot of the Mizbeach itself? That's the machlokas of Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Aslavo, or not Kitchel Aslavo. So the Gemara says, you know, these kashas aren't really a kasha because Tanoihi. We have a machlokas Tanoim. Ditnan, Amr Abelazar, Shamatik, Shayubonin Behechal. I heard that in those 22 years that the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was around in the days of Ezra, they Osen Klaim, they made curtains around the Hechal, in place of walls, uklaim la'azara, and they also made curtains where the chomas ha'azar was supposed to stand. El shebehechal bonim mibachutz. It's just that the curtains of the hechal were built outside of by the hechal, those curtains were inside of the thickness of the wall. So they built the new wall outside of those curtains, beyond those curtains. Ubazara bonim mibifnim, and in the azara, the klaim were outside of the thickness of the wall. So they built the walls of the Azara inside of those curtains. V'amar Bishua, Shamati Shemakriv Naf Bishein Bayis. And Rabbi Shua says, I heard that Pizman Azeh, you could bring karbanos, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, V'alchem Kachikachim Naf Bishein Klayim. And you could eat Kachikachim in the place of the Azara, even though there are no Klayim Azara, there's no Chomas Azara, there are no walls of the Azara, you can still eat Kachikachim in that spot. And Kachim Kalim Maisa Sheni, Af Bishein Choma. And then you could eat Kachim Kalim Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, even though there's no longer a chomas Yerushalayim. Why? Mipnei kedusha rishona kitzel l'shaita v'kitzel l'aslava, because the initial kedusha of Yerushalayim is kitzel l'shaita v'kitzel l'aslava. So even after the churban, that kedusha is not batal. So the Gemara seems to be understanding that Reb Lazar and Reb Yeshua disagree whether they made klaim for the heichal when Ezra built the bayis sheni. Now the reason they would need klaim for the heichal is because kol zman that there's no pesach and choma for the heichal, so the mizbeach is that you're not allowed to bring karbonos on the mizbeach, because the pasuk says v'zokras adam al mizbeach sav v'asher pesach al moed. So there's machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua if by building bayis sheni they needed to make klaim. So the yisod of the machlokas is, do we assume kedusha rishon is kitchel lasalavo? Rabbi Yeshua holds kedusha rishon is kitchel lasalavo as well. So he holds that when they built bayis sheni they could bring karbonos on the mizbeach during those 22 years that the construction of bayis sheni was going on without a choma and without any klaim, because they don't need to be mekadish the heichal and mizbeach again. It still is holy. So mechlal from Rabbi Yeshua, you see, the Rabbi Eliezer savar lo kitchel lasalavo. That Rabbi Elazar must hold that no, they needed to re-sanctify it and they needed the chomos of the heichal and they had to be mekadish the chomos of the heichal with karbonos todah and with shir at the time of the building of bayis sheni, and therefore they had to make klayim around the heichal and to be mekadish in order to be allowed to bring karbonos during zman bayis sheni. So the issue of bringing on a bama b'zman hazeh is totally in that machlokas that the tanaim in our mishnah maseches vachem hold kedusha rishon is kitchel lasalavo. That's like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's why they say that after Yerushalayim was in the Skadesh and Bumbles became Aser, it never becomes Mutter again, even after the Churban HaBayis. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak in our Sugya, who is Matir to be Makrav on the Bama B'zman Hazeh, holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's low Kitchel Aslavo, and therefore after the Churban, Bumbles go back to being Mutter again. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, no, Mimai, how do you know that's the Machlokas, whether it's Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Aslavo or not? Maybe to Kuli Alma, Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shait of Kitchel Aslavo. Maybe everybody agrees that the Kedusha is there, even the Aslavo. And they didn't make they didn't have machlokas whether they put up klaim in the Heichal. Mar mai de shmiel lekamer. Rabbi Eliezer was saying that which he has a tradition from his Rabbi, that they made klaim. And Rabbi Yeshua was saying that which he heard from his Rabbi, that they're makriv even though there's no bias, and they ate kachim even though there's no choma. V'chitem aklam the Rabbi Eliezer lamali. But you're going to ask, well, wait a second. If even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that it's kitchel asalava, why did they need to put up klaim? Couldn't they just have been makriv even though there's no actual structure there? Because kitchel asalava. So they should be allowed to be makriv. What was the purpose of the klaim according to Rabbi Eliezer? If you're really going to say everybody agrees kitchel asalava. Oh, the purpose? Let's news to be alma. It's for the cover of the heichal that people shouldn't be able to look straight in. So it could be that Rabbi Yeshua holds that they also made klaim. It's just that he didn't say it because he didn't have such a tradition for such a din. So Mela, the kash goes back on Rabbi Yitzchak, that we don't find any Tana that necessarily holds like Rabbi Yitzchak that Kedushas Yerushalayim became batal and therefore you're able to be makriv bama. Meaning it seems like all of the Tanaim hold that Kedusha Rishon is kitchel l'shaita. V'kitchel asalavo, and therefore there's no heter bamos. So Ella, if you want to say that there's a machlokas tanaim, kihani tanai. It's not the machlokas of Rabbi Yeshua. The machlokas of Rabbi Yitzchak and his colleagues is tali, and the machlokas Rabbi Yitzchak and the other amoraim that we're talking about is tali in the following machlokas tanaim. So the following machlokas tanaim relates to two things. First of all, we know the halacha is that someone who sells a house in a city that was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun is able to redeem that house up until 12 months from the time of the sale. If he doesn't do it by then it doesn't even go back at Yovel. Then the sale is l'chalutin, the sale stays forever. Second point to make over here is that the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Arachin, and it gives us a list of the cities in Eretz Yisrael that were surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, lists 8 or 9 cities. So the Brice is going to discuss why Dafka lists those 8 or 9 cities. So did Tanya. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi, again, what we're looking for is a machlokas tanoim that we're able to be tola, the machlokas between Rabbi Yitzchak v'chaverav on. Rabbi Yitzchak is one that said that nowadays you could even bring karbonos on Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, on the Bama of Beis Chonio on Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and the other Amorim said, no, you can't. So where is there such a machlokas tanoim whether there's a heter bamos bizman hazeh? So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, lama manu chachamim es elu? Why in the Mishnah Arachin did the Mishnah list dafka 8 or 9 cities in Eretz Yisrael that were surrounded by a wall from days of Yoshua ben Nun. There were way more than 8 or 9 cities that were surrounded by a wall from days of Yoshua ben Nun. So the reason they list those is Shekshalu b'nei Agola in the days of Ezra, when they came back from Galus Bavel, Matzus Elu l'kitshum. They found those cities and they were Mekadish them. So they brought them back to their original Kedusha that they had in the times of Bayis Rishon. Avala Rishonos, but all the other cities that were surrounded by a wall from the times of Bayis Rishon that had been destroyed, Batlu Misha Batla Aretz. Their Kedusha became Batl at Chobron Bayis Rishon, and they now have a din like the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't list them. The Mishnah is listing only those cities that were re-sanctified when Ezra came back after Galus Bavel. But any city that was not re-sanctified when Ezra came back from Galus Bavel doesn't have that Kedusha of a walled city. We assume a walled city has a greater Kedusha than a non-walled city. So the Gemara's Medayik from Rabbi Shmuel, who says that they no longer have a din of Batei Arichoma after the Chumra Bayis, Al-Muqsam Kedusha Rishon Kitchel L'Shaita V'lo Kitchel Aslavo. It must be that it's not an everlasting Kedusha, because if it needed to be re-sanctified, and anything that wasn't re-sanctified lost its Kedusha, obviously the Kedusha is not permanent. So if the Kedusha is not permanent, then you could assume that there's going to be a Heter Bamos after the Chumra Bayis. And that's the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara brings the Tana that holds Kedusha Rishon is Kitcha even Lasalavo, but first it mentions the following, or a mini, but I'll ask you a stira within the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel himself. Because I'm Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, why is it that the Mishnah Erechin lists only these cities, V'chelu Bavad? Are you? Were these the only cities that were surrounded by a wall from days Yeshua ben Nun? V'alo Kvar Nemar, doesn't it say about these cities that were in the Mamlechas of Og in Bashan, that Shishamir Kol Argov Uksiv, and the pasuk says Kol Eile Orim Betzurus Choma Gavoa. So you see that in the land of Og Melech HaBashan alone there were 60 walled cities. So it has to be that in Eretz Yisrael there were many, many, many more cities than the 8 or 9 that the Mishnah lists that were surrounded by a wall from days of Yeshua ben Nun. Elam Manucham Meselu. So why did the Chama only list those? Shekshal Bnei Agola, because when the Bnei Agola went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Matzu Elu V'Kitchum, they found these Arichoma on the path to Yerushalayim, and there were Mekadesh the Arichoma. So before we conclude what Rabbi Shmuel says, the Gemara says, well, wait a second, Kitchum, what does that mean, that Kitchum? Didn't we just said in the Rabbi Shmuel says that any city that has a Mesorah that was Mekavs Chom Minos Yishub Benun doesn't need a new re-sanctification. So why did the Bnei Agola have to be Mekadesh them anew? Ela Matzues Elu Umna'um. No, it means that they found these cities and they identified them in order to let the future generations know that these cities are Mekav Schom Yosu Yosho Benun. But in a chinami, they didn't have to re-sanctify them. Below Elu Bulvad, now the Gemara goes on back to Rabbi Shmuel, that even though the Mishnah listed these particular cities as being walled from the days of Yosho Benun, it's not an exclusive list. If you have a Mesorah from your forefathers, that a particular city has been surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, then it has all the dinim of a city surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, even if it was never re-sanctified. Why? Because the initial Kedusha is permanent. So bottom line is, Kashrut Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel. Now we have a stira in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel in the first Brisa said that when the Olei Bavel came back, they found walled cities, they had to re-sanctify them, because if you don't re-sanctify them, that's it, it's gone. The Kedusha is not lost in Lavo, whereas Rabbi Shmuel in this Brisa holds that they didn't have to re-sanctify them, they were just identifying them. And if you're able to identify other cities that were surrounded by a wall from days of Yeshua ben Nun, good, because they identify them. You don't need re-sanctification. So answers the Gemara, yeah, Trei Tanoi, Alibis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that it's a machlokas. What Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, in fact, held that one Tana holds Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi held that it was low Kitchel Asalavo, and the other Tana holds that he held that it was Kitchel Asalavo. So you see that it is a machlokas Tanoi. Machlokas Tanaim, what a Tana said, so not a classic Machlokas Tanaim, but you see that it is a Machlokas Tanaim whether Kitchel Aslav or not. So that could be the Machlokas, Rabbi Yitzchak, V'chaveirav. Again, this all started because Rabbi Yitzchak said that in Beis Chonio, in Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, you could go bring karbanos on the bum of Beis Chonio. So he said, what? How could that be? That must be assuming the Kedusha Rishon is not Kitchel Aslavo. But our Mishnah says it is Kitchel Aslavo. So the Gemara, this is a long way of the Gemara saying, yeah, it's Machlokas Tanaim. Tanaim. Who are the Tanaim? One Tana is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the other Tana is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Right? It's a machlokas what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi held, but it's a machlokas Tanaim, whether it's Kitsh Lost Love or not. So then the Gemara says another way to be Miyashiv the Stira, the Iba Yisema. When it says in the Brisa the Kedusha Rishon is Kitcha Lasalavo, it wasn't Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, because we do find that Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi does in fact hold that Kedusha Rishon is Kitcha Lasalavo. Detanya Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi Omer, he darshins that when it talks about Bate Ori Choma, it says Asher Lo Choma, but look how Lo is spelled. Lamid Vav Aleph. It says the Ksiv is Lamid Aleph, is Lo Choma, which sounds like no wall. But the Mesorah of the Kriya is the Kriya and the Ksiv, the Mesorah of the Kri is Lo Lamid Vav Choma, so that which implies the opposite, that it does have a wall. So Rabbi Lezer darshined that Aval Pisha Ein Lo Achshav Vahilo Kodem Lachain. Asher Lo Choma means right now it doesn't have a Lo Mitan Aleph is right now it doesn't have a wall, but Lo with a Vav means and it once did have a wall. So you see that that's still considered Batei Ori Choma, even though it's been destroyed, it retains its original Kedusha. Good, so that is the end of that discussion. Rabbi Yitzchak the Chaverov are arguing about a Machlokas Tanaim. Either it's Machlokas Tanaim within what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, or it's Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, but there is this Machlokas where the Kedusha Rishon is Kidshul Shaita and Kidshul Asid Lavo. So now, until the end of the parak, for the next sixth lot, we're just darshing Pesukim in the Megillah. So we start with the very beginning. Vayihi bimei Achashverosh. Am Rabbi Levi Tem Rabbi Yonasan. Davar Zem Mesorah Bi Yadeinu Me'anshei Knesset HaGedolah. We have a Mesorah from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah called Makom Shenemar Vayihi Einu El Loshon Tsar. That the Loshon Vayihi is an indicator, it's a harbinger of terrible things to come. Vayihi bimei Achashverosh Hava Haman. And for example, you have Vayihi bimei Achashverosh and Haman is what follows soon after. The Marshal explains that it's vayihi could really be made two words, vay and he, which are both expressions of tsar. So that's how we're understanding. Vayihi is a lashon of tsar. It's saying oyvei, right? Vayihi is a way of saying oyvei, listen to what's about to happen. Where else do we have that vayihi is a lashon of tsar? The Gemara says 11 other places where you have vayihi is a lashon of tsar. You have in Megillas Rus, the pasuk says vayihi b'mei shvot hashoftim. And what happens afterwards? Have a ra'av, right? The pasuk is going to say vayihi ra'av ba'aretz. So there was a famine. The Achronim are a little bit bothered. Turi Evan says, we're about to quote 11 different psukim, so we jump straight to Rus. Shouldn't we quote the psukim that are in the Chumash first before we quote the ones that are in Rus? He says, we're not doing it in order of Tanakh, obviously. We're doing it in order of the Tsar, and there's no greater Tsar than Ra'av. That famine is the worst Tsar in the world. It's the most painful and most difficult thing for a person to go through. So that's why we listed first. That's what Turi Evan says. A third example, that when the world started to become popular and there was going to be a tsar, because Vayara Hashem Kiraba Ra'as Adam, and that was the gzera of the Mabul, that Hashem saw that there was evil in the world and he was going to destroy the world. A fourth time, Vayihi Benasa Mikedem, when they traveled Mikedem, and there was a tsar that followed, this is Migdal Bavel, Hava Nivna Lanuir. What happened is they decided to rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam. They said, let's go build a city, a Migdal Barosha B'Shamayim, etc. Vayihi Bimeam Raphael, in the Melchama with the four kings, it says Vayihi Bimeam Raphael, Asa Melchama. A Melchama followed with the five kings. So until then, there was no Melchama in the world. So that's a pretty awful precedent. The sixth thing, Vayihi Bios Yeshua B'Yericho, and there was Tsar after Yeshua's in Yericho, because V'charbo Shlufa B'Yado, we already learned about Yeshua's encounter with the Malach, that the Malach comes to punish the Jewish people, that they delayed the siege of the city in the night, and they didn't go to bring the Korban Tamid, even though it wasn't Zman Melchama, Belayla, so they should have brought the Korban, and they also didn't learn Torah that night, right? That's what Yeshua says, Aleza Basa. Which one did you come for? Is it because of the Bittul of the Korban Tamid, or was it the, right, we had that back on Daf Gimel, right? The Gemara says on Daf Gimel that we're Mevatel the Korban, we're Mevatel Kohanim Me'avodasam, Uleviyim Miduchanim for Mikra Megillah, and Kal v'chomer yimvatel Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah. So Gemara says Kal v'chomer. Talmud Torah is greater than Kohanim Bavodas and Levim Beduchanam. Haraya, the Talmud Torah is greater, is because when the Malach came and he threatened Yeshua and he said, you did two terrible things. You didn't bring Karban Tamid and you didn't learn Torah. So Yeshua said, Al Eza Basa. Which one was worse? What are you here for? So he says, because of not learning Torah. So Miyad Yeshua was Omid Ba'omid. omek be'emek of halacha. So he threw himself into learning into a seder limud, because that was the greater travesty. So anyway, so that story is also a vayihi, a seventh example of vayihi. Vayihi Hashem es Yehoshua, that it was a zman of good things that were going on, but it says vayihi because right afterwards Piranus came. Vayimalu b'nei Yisrael, that it was after the downfall of Yericho, the walls of Yericho came down, and Yeshua made a cherim that no one is allowed to take from the spoils of Yericho. But there was this fellow Achan who took from the spoils of Yericho, and the Jewish people didn't listen. So that was a vayihi, because a terrible thing happened. The eighth time, vayihi ish echad min haramasim, and the tsar that follows is kiaschano ahav vashem sagarachma, that Chana was unable to have children. So the fact that Chana was barren, she was unable to have children at the time, that is a very great tsar. Vayihi kasher zakan Shmuel, a ninth example. Shmuel got old, and he put his sons in charge, and there was tsar v'lo holchu b'nav b'drachav. His sons didn't follow in his path. A tenth example: v'yidavid l'chol drachav maskil v'ashem imo. David was matzliach, but then v'yishol oyin es David. Shol started making David's life miserable. And number 11: v'yihik yashav melch b'vesov. When it talks about after David's milchama with the Plishtim. So finally, David was able to sit in peace, that he niach l'misav v'mikolayvav, but then there was tsar shortly thereafter, because David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash once he had a sense of peace, and Nachson HaNavi told him, Rakata lo sivna abayis, you're not going to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that was a great source of tsar for David, that he's not going to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. A 12th example. The Gemara is asking this as a kasha, that after the 8 days of the Miluim, it says Moshe Rabbeinu called Aaron Ubanav and the Zikne Yisrael, and he told them about the Chanukas of Mizbeach and the Kohuna, and it was the first day of Nisan, the day the Mishkan was erected. So it sounds like it was all good. V'tanya Osayom, it says Simcha V'nekosh Baruch Hu Kiyom Shnivu B'Shemayim Va'aretz. Hashem was as overjoyed as the day of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz. So Ksiv Hachav Yibi Miyam Hashmini Ksiv Hasam Ve'yer Ve'yvoker Yom Echad. So answers Gemara, no, that was also Tzar. And that's the final example of something that it says Vayihi, and it was Tsar, because Nadav and Aviyu died. Doesn't say that it was 480 years after Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and the Binyan Mikdash Shlomo was a great, great simcha. And also, Vaksiva Yikashara Yaakov Esrachel, when Yaakov meets Rachel, that was a great simcha. Vaksiva Yivoker Yom Echad, the first day of Bria was a great simcha, and it says Vayihi, and Vayika Sheni, Vayika Shlishi, Vayika Tuva. You have all the days of the Bria, were all great things. Kodesh Baruch Hu spent 6 days creating the world, and each one is Vayihi or Vayivoker, so they're all wonderful. So it says Gemara, you're right, that's a lot of good rayas, that not every Vayihi is so terrible. Amravashi kol vayihi ikahachi v'ikahachi. You're right. When it says vayihi, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's terrible. Vayihi b'mei enu el lashon tsar. When it's vayihi b'mei, that's when you know that it's a lashon of tsar. Chamisha vayihi b'mei havu. There are five vayihi b'meis. Vayihi b'mei achashverosh. Vayihi b'mei shvod hashavtim, which was followed by the ra'av. Vayihi b'mei amrafel, which was followed by milchama. Vayihi b'mei achaz, which was also followed by a tsar. Of Milchama, and Vayihi b'mei Yoyakim, where there was the Tsar, because the Golus and the Churban began at that time. Amotz, the father of Yishayo and of Yishayo ben Amotz, and Amatzia, who is a Melech Yehuda, were brothers. So, Micah Mashmalan, what's Rebbe teaching us with such a Mesora that he has? Why do we need to know the family tree of Yishayo and Navi's father and uncle? Because what you see from there is that if a kala is a tsunua in her father-in-law's house, she's going to be zocha to have kings and prophets descend from her. So minalan, who is the example of that? Who was such a tsunua that she had kings and prophets descend from her? Well, mi Tamar, we learned it from Tamar. That Yehuda saw her and he thought she was a zona because she was covering her face. Because she was covering her face, she was so tsanua, so he thought she was a zona. Normally it's the opposite. You see someone uncovered, you assume that they're a zona. No, it means that because she always covered her face when she was in her father-in-law's house, so he didn't recognize her, and that was the tsanius, and that's why she was zocha to have kings and prophets descend from her. Which kings, which prophets? Malachim, mi David, kings are David HaMelech. The whole Malchus Beis David comes from Tamar. And Nevi'im, Damar Rabbi Levi, Masoros B'Yadim Rav Seinu, Amos HaMatzia, Achim Havu. And Nevi'im is because we know that Amos and HaMatzia were brothers, so Yeshayo and Amos were also from Zera David. Uksiv Chazon Yeshayo Ben Amos. And we know that Yeshayo was a very great Navi. So you see that that prophets descended from her. Another teaching of Rabbi Levi, that the Aron didn't take up any space in the Beis HaMikdash. Tani Nami Achi, Aron Shasa Moshe, Yeshal Asa Amos Kol Ruach. The Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu built had 10 Amos on each side. Uksiv, Ulfnei Advir, Esim Amo Orech. And the whole room was only 20 Amos. So how do you have 10 Amos on each side of the Aron? Uksiv, Knaf HaKor V'Echol Esa Amos, Knaf HaKor V'Echol Esa Amos. So Aron Gufei, Heicha V'Kai, Ela, Shema Mina, B'nei, Saya Omed. Where was the Aron? Elamai. You see that it didn't take up any space, and that was a very great miracle. So now we're going to begin all of the different teachings that people had when they started to teach about the Megillah. Rabbi Yonasan Pasuk Piskalai Parshas Mehachi. He would start with the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. The Kamti Aleim Mechrati Lebavel Shem V'Sheir V'Nim Nechad Nu'um Hashem. Shem is Aksav. That they were Mevatel the Ksav and they used the Ksav of other nations. Sheir Zelashon. That they were Mevatel the Hebrew language. Nin Zemalchus. That they were Mevatel the Malchus. V'Nechad Zuvashti. That's Vashti Amalka, who is the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and was punished with death. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Pasuk Piskei Parshas Mehacha. He would start the parsha from the following: Tachs Natzutz Yal Rosh V'Sachs Sirpad Yal Hadas. So Tachs Natzutz, that's a reference Tachs Haman Rosh Shasatz Mavodazara, that Haman Rosh who made himself into an Avodazara. That's called the Natzutz. Tichsev Uvchol Hanatzutzim Uvchol Hanoholalim Yalu V'Rosh Zemordechai. That's reference to Mordechai Shnikur Rosh Chol Abusamim, which is called the top of all of the spices. Shnemar V'Atukach Abusamim Rosh Mardurar and Mitagrim. On the Targum of our drawer is Mar Dachi, is Mordechai. Tachas Asirpad, Tachas Vashti Harasha'a, that's a reference to Vashti, Bas Benosh and Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, the descendant of Nebuchadnezzar, Shasar Fidos Beis Hashem, that birthed the remnant of the Beis Hashem, Duxiv Rufidos Zahav, Yala Hadas, and who took her place? That's Hadas, who Esther at Tzedeka, Shnikos Hadas, that's a reference to Esther, who's called Hadassah, Shnemer of Yiyomain, is Hadassah. Vayel Hashem L'Shem, Zu Mikra Megillah, and Vayel Hashem L'Shem is a reference to Mikra Megillah, Lo Zolam Lo Yikares, Elu Yimei Purim, that's a reference to the days of Purim. We will stop there. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the third of the 19 or something ways of beginning the teachings of the Megillah with Rabbi Shua ben Levi tomorrow. Great day, everyone.
Great day. Have a good night.
Have a great day.
Take care.